Hello, GWA Backstage. It's Scottish Fireball here, and welcome to Miami. Thank you all, first of all, for the wonderful questions. I really appreciate them. So let's just jump straight in with the questions. The first set is from Lady Abithica. Question number one. How did you get into recording? So, about September last year, I was scrolling on Pornhub, and I was looking at DDLG porn, and after a few minutes of scrolling, I found a video that was audio, and I remember finding that really laughable. I didn't think it would be possible for someone to get me off just by talking in a microphone, but you know, I was curious, so I decided to give it a listen, and I really enjoyed it. So this specific performer had a Patreon service and a Discord service, and at the time I didn't know what either of them were. So I had a look and I became a Patreon so that I could go on his Discord server, and slightly overwhelmed at first. It was an all-female server with hundreds of women there. All of them were Canadian and American, bar one, Abby, who was English. But suddenly I joined and I was the new girl with the exotic accent. So I was getting loads of requests to go on voice chat and talk to them so they could hear my accent. And so they could, learn Scottish words. They were very keen on me to teach them, like, Scottish slang and stuff like that. I'm incredibly shy in real life. I don't like being the centre of attention. So it took me quite a while to work up the courage to go into a voice chat and speak to them. But, I was there for a few months, and then Abby came to me and she said, I found a better Discord server. It's a lot of fun over there. Do you want to join? So I said, yes. Sounds like a lot of fun. And she sent me the link, and it was Smut Club, which is Snaky Smut and Talking Smut's Discord server. And I absolutely adore it. I'm still a member to this day. So shout out to you guys. It's a wonderful server run by wonderful people and performers. And again, sort of the same thing happened. Obviously, Talking Smart is English and Abby is English, but I was the new girl with the exotic accent all over again. So after a few months, I was getting told, your accent is lovely, your voice is so nice, you need to consider making audios yourself. And I was firmly no, because I don't like my voice and I don't like my accent. I do not find Scottish accent sexy in any way, shape or form, but I see the appeal of the accent from people who aren't from Scotland. I'm very much the same. I am a huge lover of accents, so I totally get it. About 2 months ago, I was really bored one night, and I was just like, I want to see what all the fuss is about, so I went on Reddit, and I was looking for the scripts, and I found my first ever script that I recorded, which is I'll Wait for Permission, and I kept it saved on my phone for a little bit, and I left it a few days. I really wasn't sure what I was going to do. But after a few days, I just went, fuck it, I'll record it. So I recorded it and I hated it. I absolutely despised it. So I went back to Smut Club and I said to the guys, I've recorded my first audio, but it's never going to see the light of day because I hate it. So my friends Abby and Jenny were like, no, you're your own worst critic. Let us listen to it and we'll give you an honest opinion on what we think. So I went, right, okay, begrudgingly sent them the link. And they went, this is amazing. You need to put this up on Reddit. So after a little while of fighting with them, fighting with myself, I posted it to Reddit and I've been here ever since. And I love it. Question number two, what has been your favourite audio so far and why? So my favourite audio is Use Me Daddy. I am very much submissive in real life. And I remember reading that script and it just seemed very me. And I had a lot of fun recording it and doing the sound effects and stuff like that. Not only did I really enjoy doing it, but it's my most popular audio that I've done to date. But yeah. Question number three. Why is your fake family so weird? A bit of background, she's referring to my Discord family. We're all batshit crazy over there. So just having a server full of batshit crazy people, there's going to be mayhem. And it was and is. It's mayhem all the time in the best possible way. Question number four. How many nicknames do you have and why? So I have a lot of nicknames. I'm not going to say my real name for obvious reasons. But my name is quite difficult. It's a Scottish name and it's quite difficult to pronounce and read. So most people just call me Elle. All my friends call me that. And it's basically just my family at this point calls me my real name. So one of my nicknames over there is Elifica. Dibs gave me that one. My other nicknames include Piglet. I was called Piglet because me, Dibs and Abby one night sat down and we decided to watch a dramatic reading of the famous fan fiction My Immortal. Now despite being a massive emo child growing up, I had never read My Immortal. I had heard of it, but I had never read it. So we watched a dramatic reading of it and I was laughing so hard that I was literally snorting, much to the delight of Dibs and Abby, because I could not stop. I was crying and snorting and it was pretty disgusting, but they loved it. So I was christened Piglet. I also got called the Little Scottish Potato. When I joined Discord in the beginning, my username was the Little Scottish Bitch. I was asked to change that. So after that I just became Elle. But for a while, and occasionally still do, I'm the wee Scottish Potato. And Fireball, that nickname was given to me by a friend because I'm small, I'm quite feisty with a fiery temper when I'm pushed hard enough. So I've got quite a few nicknames. Question number four, where are the best places to visit in Texas? So again, a little bit of background on this question. A little while ago, I posted an audio. And it was doing quite well, and then I got a comment from someone who said that the audio was great, but my fake Scottish accent sounded really forced. Which made me laugh so hard. I've always lived in Scotland. I am originally from Glasgow. I was born and raised there for the first 15 years of my life. I have moved from there since then. I've moved to a few different places in Scotland, but I have never moved out of the country. In fact, I've only ever left the UK twice. So the fact that I was getting accused of faking a Scottish accent was so funny to me. So I went back to Smut Club and basically just said, guys, I've been lying to you this entire time. I'm from Texas. I'm Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob. Because Texas was the most random place that I can think of off the top of my head when I was saying it to people. So that's why there's so many questions about Texas in this AMA. But the best places to visit in Texas, like the Alamo, it's a beautiful state. You should just go out and have a wander. Lady Abithica, I know you like the heat and it's nice and warm there, so go ahead, explore, see what you like most. The next set of questions are from Dibs. Question number one, what was your biggest unforeseen obstacle getting into audios? Well, again, I never thought that I would do it because I hate my accent. But once I got past that and I actually got into making audios, when I first started, it was before the lockdown on the UK was in place. And I have a day job and I have friends and family and all this at home, as well as my friends on Discord. And I'm not exaggerating when I say we're basically a family. We talk every single day. We voice chat at night and stuff like this. We are incredibly close. So it was finding a way to juggle work life, like family and friends in real life and my family online. The way it works is we will meet at night, UK time, so we'll meet from like say 9 o'clock at night to midnight, and we'll watch stuff and we'll talk on voice chat and stuff like that. So just juggling everything, I didn't want to start cancelling like voice chats and that because I couldn't join because I was recording. I had to do that a couple of times in the beginning and I really didn't like it because as long as I've been a member, we basically spoke every single night. But now that the lockdown is in place, I don't have that problem anymore because I've got a lot of free time on my hands. Question number two, what's your favourite part about creating them? I just love it all. Just, I get to get into characters, I get to live out all these wonderful roles, and I just find it so much fun. I really do wish that I started it sooner. Question number three, flip side, what's the part you dread the most? It's not so much dread, it's just time consuming. And it's trying to find scripts that I actually am interested in. I spend a lot of my time looking through Reddit for scripts to record that I think that both me and my listeners will actually enjoy. Question number four. Hawaii, are you secretly from Texas? I don't know, man. It's just where I was born, you know what I mean? Question number five. How is Texan weather? Well, I now live underwater in a tree dome, close to a pineapple and a rock with SpongeBob and Patrick. But from what I can remember, it's nice. It's pretty sunny and warm and lovely. Question number six. How did you finally decide on being fake Scottish as opposed to fake Irish? You know, I was back home visiting my squirrel family in Texas and I was just thinking about Scotland and I just thought, fuck it. Scottish fireball. For people that don't know, I am actually, I was born and raised in Scotland, but I am Scottish-Irish. I'm half and half. Question number seven. What is a tag you'd like to see more of, whether it's scripts or audio? So I don't really look for specific tags, really. So I'm pansexual. I like doing a mixture of like F for F, F for A, F for M. I like to mix it up. Unless I wake up and I'm like, I really want to do an F for F or an F for M or something like that. If it's got a good title, that's what draws me in. An interesting title and an interesting story is what I look for. I just want a good story for both me to have fun with recording and for my followers to have fun with listening to. So I don't really look for specific tags, to be honest with you. Question number 8, will you read us a bedtime story? Of course I'll read you a bedtime story again. So a bit of context yet again, because these are all sort of inside jokes. So me, Abby and Dib spend a lot of time together. We watch a lot of cringe videos and we have a lot of fun together. Whenever there is silence for like a longish time, I'll either say one of two things, and I'll either say, "Dubs, tell us a story," or I'll say, "Nice weather we're having." He does occasionally ask me to read stories back, and I did read one around Christmas time, I believe Sleeping Beauty, pretty sure it was, but I was really drunk and I don't remember if it was any good. But yeah, I'll read you another story. So question number 9, which bedtime story are you going to read us? I will probably read Little Red Riding Hood again from my Brothers Grimm book, because it's a good one and you can't beat the Brothers Grimm in my opinion. Question number 10, when you're looking for scripts, is there anything particular that you're looking for? Again, no, it's just a good story. I like to mix up my content. I don't want to be limited to just one like genre. I like to mix it up so that there's something for all my listeners, despite what their kinks and their fetishes and stuff might be, as well as still being comfortable and within the stuff that I like. And question number 11. Who is the greatest fake father in the history of fake fathers? Hint, there's only one option. Bonus points if you decide to explain where it came for / how it came about. So, me and Dibs, we bicker all the time. It's just our dynamic. We have a lot of fun, but we just bug the shit out of each other. And I can't even remember what was said. It was before Christmas last year, so it's been going on for quite a while. But he said something to me, and I just turned around and went, "Shut up, Dibs, you're not even my real dad." And he went, "I know I'm not your real dad, I'm your fake dad." And we both fell about laughing, we thought it was hysterical, and it's just stuck ever since. He always tells me that I'm the worst fake daughter. I always tell him that he's the worst fake father. And for his birthday, I've actually got him a cap. It says "World's Worst Fake Father" on the front of it, and "You Suck, Dibs" on the back. So yes, it's you, Dibs. Okay, you're the world's best / worst fake father. Although I do have two sets of fake parents. I have Abby and Dibs, but I also have Snakey and Talking Smut, who adopted me one day. They always said that they wanted a child, and if they had a child, they would call it Piglet. And when I was nicknamed Piglet, I was just adopted by them, and that was the end of the matter, and I'm very happy with my two sets of adopted parents. So the next set of questions are from Snakey herself. What is your before audio ritual? So before I record anything, I read through my script at least once to get a feel of my character, how I'm going to say certain things, if I'm going to use sound effects or whatever. I'll just sit down wherever I'm recording and make sure I've got like water and stuff in case I need to stop at any point. I have a headset that I talk into and I record my audio onto my laptop, and I will have my phone in my hand with my script just to make sure that I don't make any mistakes. I get easily distracted. So I don't like having too many like screens and stuff open on my laptop. So I'll just use the laptop for recording and my phone for reading the script. Question number 2, what's your favourite tag to record and why? My favourite tag to record, I guess, is F-sub. Just because it comes more naturally to me because I am submissive. And it's just easier for me anyway, I think. Yeah. Question number 3, what kind of audios do you like listening to the most? So I have a few favourite performers that I listen to over and over again. And they are M-Dom and F-Dom audios mostly that I listen to. These performers basically specialise in that. That's their thing. So I enjoy them very much. Question number 5, where is somewhere in the world you want to visit and why? So when I was a teenager, about 13, 14, I started learning Japanese because I wanted to move to Japan and teach English. Life never took me that way. Life was literally just life and other stuff happened. But I've always wanted to go to Japan. I just think it's wonderful. Question number 5, what's your favourite Scottish junk food? This is kind of a hard one. There's very little junk foods that you get in Scotland that you can't get anywhere else in the world. My favourite drink that's Scottish though, I would need to say, is Iron Brew. If you don't know what that is, it's a bright orange fizzy drink. It's just really nice. I can't even describe the flavour to you. You just need to taste it. It's just one of those things. Well, it used to be really good before they took all the sugar out of it when they changed the recipe, but it's still okay. And a favourite food, I guess, is there's a Scottish brand called Mackie's and they do really nice vanilla ice cream. So yeah, Iron Brew and Mackie's ice cream. Question number 6. Who's your ultimate fictional character, fucking why? So there's 2. And it is a toss-up between David Bowie as the Goblin King in Labyrinth or Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm a huge fan of both. I saw them both quite young and they were basically my first and second crush. I seem to have a thing for blonde English bad boys, I guess. And your final question, what is it like to be such an exotic icon? You are far too sweet to me, my queen. We all know that you are the queen of audios and making wonderful content. You're far too kind to me. The next set of questions are from Talking Smut. What is your favourite insult? So I have 2. My vulgar favourite insult is cockwomble. I just think it's so funny. It's just funny couple of words. And my other insult is VL. If you don't know what VL means, it just means virgin lips. So like you've never kissed someone. I've used it a couple of times and it is so funny just to see the confused look on someone's face when you shout at them that they're a VL and it just breaks the tension a little bit. Question number 2, where would you most like to go? Again, I would really like to go to Japan. That's sort of top on my bucket list at the moment. But I obviously want to travel the world. I want to go see my friends in Canada and my friends in America. I would love to go to New Zealand and Australia. I've got family over there. Maybe back down to England. It's been quite a few years since I've actually been down that way. So it'd be nice to go back. But I really want to travel like all over. I've always wanted to travel and it just never arose. Question number 3, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change? So physically, if I could change one thing about myself, I would go back to being a blank canvas. I went through a stage of getting a bunch of piercings and a few tattoos. and I kind of regret them. I got my first piercing that was in my ears at 13, and I got my first tattoo at 16. I had a lot of piercings. I was in double digits with my piercings. I had a lot. But I get bored easily, so I ended up taking them out over time. So I'm covered in loads of little scars. And my first tattoo is a nice tattoo, and there's meaning behind it, but it's just so badly done, and I can't do much to fix it. I'm just going to need to get a complete cover up. Not physically about me, I would probably change the fact that it doesn't. I'm quite a chilled out person. I don't get angry very easily, but if you push me, I snap, and I've got a pretty nasty temper when I want to. But it takes me so long to calm down. Like, it takes me a couple of hours. I can't have anyone round about me be like try and talk to me and that, because it just irritates me and it winds me up more. I would probably change that about myself, because it can be really shitty sometimes. Question number 4. If you could change one thing about everything else, what would you change? Just make people nicer to one another. There's so many rude and disrespectful people, both online and in real life, and there's just no need for it. Just be nice to one another. It's not a hard thing to do. Just don't be a fucking cunt. Like, seriously, it's not that hard. Question number 5. Indie Ref 2 or nah? So for people that don't know, Indie Referendum was independence for Scotland. It happened back in 2014. Back then I voted yes. At this moment in time, I don't care. There's much more important things that are happening in the world at the moment, that I don't really mind, to be honest with you. If it did happen again, I would vote yes, definitely. Do I think it's going to happen anytime soon? Probably not. And your final question, how should your minions pay tribute, O Fiery Pixie Squadess? You guys are far too fucking sweet to me, honestly. You're so lovely. Just be nice to one another if you really want to listen to my audios. If not, that's fine. You guys are far too lovely. Next set of questions are from Tonks. Question number 1. Is there a story behind you being adopted into your fake family? If so, what was it? I've covered pretty much all of it up with Dibs and Abby's questions. I don't know, you'd need to ask them. I don't know why they adopted me, because I can be really fucking annoying. It's pure and simple. I know that I'm very annoying sometimes. I don't know. Maybe I'm adorable. Maybe I make them laugh. You would need to ask them, in all honesty, because I'm not sure. Question number 2. Where is your favourite place you've already travelled, if any, and why? So I've only left the UK twice. Once when I was 5, I went to Spain. And once I went to the Republic of Ireland. I don't count that one because I was working. To many people's amusement, I used to be a security guard. So when I went over to the Republic of Ireland, I was working. It wasn't for pleasure. But my favourite place that I've travelled to, it would probably be Leicester in England. I have a lot of family down there, and I used to go every single year as a kid. We would go during the summer and sometimes down at Christmas, but we would go at least once a year, so I have loads of fond memories from going down to Leicester to see everyone. Question number 3. Also, I second the ultimate fictional character fuck question. I already answered that, so it's either the Goblin King from Labyrinth or Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Next set of questions is from Little Mistress Boots. Question number 1. What body part would you not mind losing and why? My right leg from the knee down, because that is where my horrible tattoo is. My first one. It's really badly done. Plus, I drink rum. I have dressed up as a pirate on more than one occasion. I think that it would just complete my look, and it would give me a giggle. Question number two, what's the dumbest injury you've ever gotten? Fuck. I was an idiot growing up. I got into stupid situations all the fucking time. I guess my stupidest injury was when I was at my friend's house. We had been drinking and thought it would be a good idea to dye my hair red. We were fucking about and I fell and I hit the table and I ended up breaking my pinky toe and the toe next to it. Don't ask me how it happened. I don't know. I was pissed. I didn't do anything about it at the time, and it wasn't until the next morning that I discovered I had broken two toes. Question number three, what is your most useless talent? I have a hypersensitive jaw, so I can dislocate both sides of my jaw. I can do that both at will, like just because I feel like it and it happens despite me. I have a very small mouth. So if I open my mouth too wide to like yawn or like eat something or sing or whatever, it just automatically unhinges and I just need to sort of like click them both back into place. But yeah, I don't know many people that can do that, so I guess that's a useless talent. Question number four, if you could ask one question and know the absolute truth, what would you ask? Fuck, well, I guess I could ask my exes a few questions. Get the truth out of them. Ah, no, I'm kidding. I wouldn't want to dwell in the past. I'm over it anyway. Just ask some people why they're such cunts and why they're so horrible. No one in particular that I can think of off the top of my head. Just, like, some people just need to fucking stop being cunts, and I think if I could get an honest answer as why they're so horrible, maybe they can actually get some help from it. Question number five, would you rather travel the world for a year and be poor or stay in one country for a year and live in luxury? I would probably want to travel the world for a year. I have quite a few friends that have done backpack trips and have had loads of fun doing it. And it seems like a really good experience, so I wouldn't mind doing that at all. Next set of questions are from books. Question number one, how did you find or get into GWA? So, with that first performer that I started listening to, some of his stuff was on Pornhub, some of his stuff was on Reddit, and some of his stuff was on Patreon. So, I was really interested in his stuff at the time, so I went back through Reddit and sort of listened to his stuff, and it was there that I found a bunch of other performers and I started following them. I no longer use my personal account, I only use my Scottish Fireball account. So when I started to become a audio maker myself, I just went back and sort of looked at who I was following and got all their names and transferred it onto this one. Question number two, what song best represents a 16-year-old version of yourself? Probably Famous Last Words by My Chemical Romance. I was such an emo child growing up. It was ridiculous. But I also had a very smart mouth. And I was very cheeky and I was just an arsehole as a child. So I used to say shit like that all the time. And my mum used to be like, well, that's Famous Last Words. So always makes me think of me being an idiot child and my mum telling me so. Which song best represents you today? I've grown a lot in a short space of time. I didn't have the best upbringing. I didn't have the best outcome in life growing up. But now as an adult, I've grown up and I've made severe changes to my life. So I, the song that pretty much represents me just now is a song called Danny Don't You Know by Ninja Sex Party. And it's basically a song about him talking to his younger self and telling him that everything's going to be okay. You just need to get through the shit and everything will get better. And I think that's pretty true. Question number 4. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Clarification, you choose burgers and you'll be allowed to have many different toppings, allowing for diversity, same for stuff like pasta. Probably pasta. I eat a lot of pasta. I do like it a lot. And if I can have like different varieties, I could happily live on that. Question number 5. If you could go on any reality show, what would it be and why? I don't watch a lot of reality TV. The only one that I watched was a show in the UK called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And if you don't know what that is, it's to take these celebrities and they go live in the jungle in Australia for, I think it's something like 8 weeks. And they need to do trials to like get their food. If you don't win the trials, you need to eat nothing but rice and beans. But their trials are like, they're like bugs, like, round about you and like horrible things that aren't very nice. I'm not bothered by snakes or bugs or anything like that, so I think I would do pretty well and I think it would be fun. Question number 6. Who was the one that got away and why? The one that got away was my first serious relationship with a woman. We met as teenagers. It was not the best relationship. We were both young and stupid and we both made a lot of mistakes in our relationship. We were on again, off again a lot because whenever one of us had enough of whatever and we both thought it'd be a good idea, we kept getting drawn back to each other. So that went on for a little bit. But it's just sort of happened that when at one point I had just had enough and I found someone else. So when she came running back, it was too late. And then when I realised that it was a mistake and I wanted her back, she had moved on. We both still care about each other a lot. We aren't in love or anything like that, but we do still have love for each other. She's currently engaged with another woman and is very happy. We are still very close friends. I spoke to her 2 or 3 days ago. And we're both very happy for one another. And we're both very much still friends. And your final question. Name the movie that you can quote the most lines from. That's easy. It's the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I first saw that film when I was about 3. I have older siblings and my mother is a huge fan of Rocky Horror. So she would watch it with my siblings and I would see it and stuff like that. And I've just always loved it. Everything about it I love. And I could easily quote that entire film. I've seen it enough times. So thank you. That has been my AMA questions. However, so, the other day I was scrolling through GWA Backstage and I saw a post from Slider17X. Shout out to him, he's a wonderful performer if you haven't listened to his stuff. And he posted his answers for the James Lipton questionnaire, which is 10 questions that James Lipton used to ask at the end of inside the actor's studio. And they're always fun little questions, so I thought I'd give them a go. Question number one, what is your favourite word? My favourite word is a Scottish word, and it's tatty bogle. Tatty bogle just means scarecrow. I just think it's wonderful, it's such a daft word. Question number two, what is your least favourite word? Plunge. I think it's disgusting. It sounds slimy and dirty and horrible, and I just don't like that word. Question number three, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? Just people that are nice. If you're a genuine nice person and take the time to actually talk to people and you aren't rude and nasty, then I'll find that attractive. Question number four, what turns you off? Just rude people. People being cunts for no reason whatsoever. Just nasty people. Question number five, what is your favourite curse word? My favourite curse word is cunt. I've used it quite a lot in this AMA. Question number six, what sound or noise do you love? So I've lived all over Scotland, but most of the time I stayed down at the coast. And I do. I miss waking up in the morning and hearing, like, the ocean, like, the waves crashing and the wind blowing and stuff like that. I miss that a lot. Question number seven. What sound or noise do you hate? I hate when people grind their teeth. It makes me feel body cringe and I just hate it. Question number eight. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? So I touched on before about wanting to go to Japan and teach English. But when that didn't happen, I wanted to be a piercer for a long time. I had a lot of piercings myself and I thought it would have been a lot of fun. But I ended up going to college instead. Question number nine. What profession would you not like to do? It's not a case that I wouldn't want to do these professions. It's a case that I don't have the heart to do it. People like doctors and nurses and vets, people that work in care homes, people that work in animal shelters, stuff like that. Having to see people that you build a bond with, or animals or anything like that, get sick and or die. I wouldn't be able to handle that. I don't have the heart for it. I have so much love and respect for the people that can do that job. They are the real life superheroes. But I could never do that job myself because it would break my heart and I wouldn't be able to cope. Question number 10. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? That I wasn't as much of a shitty person as I think I can be. My friends are here, let's go have a smoke and chill. We have rum. just simple things like that. I wouldn't expect anything too spectacular. But thank you so much to everyone that sent in questions. Thank you so much to Slider for posting the questionnaire on Reddit. It's been so much fun answering all these questions. I hope you all enjoy and I'll be posting again soon. Goodbye, guys.